Rick, how are you today?
Good, Tony. Good to be with you.
I saw you yesterday. I was at the Sandbox Convention. I took my two boys there.
Oh, great.
We had a good time, and it looked like you had a good time with all those kids surrounding you.
Yeah, well, it's great to see the energy. I mean, if you want energy, you go find a bunch of kids that age and give them thundersticks, man. They're going to have fun.
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting how you kept the conversation short and light, knowing who your audience was going to be.
Well, we need those people to want to stay in Michigan, so I wanted to give them a good talk to get them fired up for 20 years, 50 years to stay in our state.
Well, I know that polls are just a sampling of what's going on. We don't talk about polls here a lot. But according to this latest poll that I saw in the Detroit Free Press, you might as well just fold up the tent. The campaign's over. You're winning. You're going to win in a landslide.
Well, that's why you don't pay too much attention to polls. This is for exactly that reason. There's a long way to go. And the other part, to put it in perspective for you, is we do need to reinvent our state. And it's about getting more and more people fired up about the positive vision, the plan, and the attitude of action I'm bringing. I want to bring as many people together as possible to say it is time to stand up and reinvent our government, how we do business in this state, and look towards the future. And it's not just about, again, winning an election for governor. It's much bigger than that, and that's the focus, the response we're getting from people. So we're going to stay on the gas and just keep going.
Why do you think, if we just go to this poll, why are you winning over voters so early by such a wide margin, according to the poll conducted by the Detroit Free Press and WXYZ-TV Channel 7 out of Detroit?
Well, I think underlying it all is the fact that I'm showing up with a vision, a positive vision for Michigan's future, and a positive attitude about how to do things, because we have a broken culture. We've gotten too negative because we've been beaten up for a lot of years. We've got our heads down too much, and we've got to get that spark about doing extraordinary things and working together back on track. And the other part that's come with that is that this win-lose attitude about people, you know, viewing they've won something because somebody else has lost, and happens in partisanship, happens in geography, happens in racial and ethnic issues. And it's a very destructive attitude, this win-lose approach. And people are just fed up with it all. And I think they really are looking to say, hey, let's knock off this stuff about looking in the rearview mirror or just being in a fight. Let's move forward. How do we get to an environment where Michiganders can work and win together? And that's what our campaign's all about, is to achieve that goal.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Rick Snyder. Rick, why did you decide to choose State Representative Brian Calley from Portland to be your running mate?
Well, I really looked upon it as a merit selection process. How could I find the best person to join me in government to move things forward, to, again, continue that mission? Because we're in a tough spot. There's a lot of tough things that need to be done. There's a lot of work to be done. And there are only a few key spots you have in government. And to do that, I wanted to find the very best person I could, and someone that's going to be one of our future leaders. So I tried to find someone that fit that bill in terms of someone that's a good leader now, but could be a leader for decades in our state. Brian's got a great background on, you know, commercial banking. He was a community banker, so he knows the private sector and what it takes to start a business and small business and all those kind of issues. And then he's got good legislative experience. So it's a great combination. And beyond all that, the fundamental foundation is he's got great values. He's a strong family person. He's got a great family with three kids. And he's one of the people of highest integrity you could find.
Governor Jennifer Granholm has said that a big challenge for her is a lack of legislative experience. It looks like you'll be getting some help with that with Brian Calley.
Well, again, Brian does have good experience there. He's known for working across the aisle well, and that's what we need to do, is bring people together.
Okay, where are you weakest at, do you think, with your campaign in the state, and where do you have to roll up the sleeves and get in there more?
That's a tough question, because we did well all across the state. I mean, we won 60 counties. About the only major geography we didn't win was Congressman Hoekstra's district, and that was expected given his, you know, long service in that area. So we're going to continue working the whole state and building ties and relationships across the board. And we did that before with the town halls. So I've already started the town halls again. We're up to 55 now, and we'll probably get 20 more in before the general election. So I'm excited about that, because that's the best way to go talk to regular people.
It appears Mayor Virge Bonero has toned back a little bit on the harshness of what he says, and perhaps the negative way in which he says it. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's more constructive to be positive than negative, and you can see that from how I behave. My view is negative energy doesn't solve anything. We need to be open about the issues we have, the problems, the difficulties, and get the facts out there. But once you get the facts out there, which can be a depressing experience in the case of our state, let's go to the solution mode. It doesn't, you know, you don't gain anything by just talking about what's wrong. You gain something by talking about how do you solve a problem. And that's my focus. I'm a problem solver.
You're a guy who is a business guy, and we've talked about that quite a bit here on this program. A guy who's all about business and who believes business really can be so beneficial in pulling the state out of the doldrums it's in, can a business guy look after people who are state workers and union workers and manufacturers?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had people working for me most of my career, and I've worked for people, so I understand all those issues on both sides. And as a practical matter, the best way to have a successful business is have the most fired up, empowered, excited workforce you can. The reason a business succeeds and why you have the most successful businesses is because they have the best talent, and that talent's fired up to do great work, and they enjoy coming to work. So one of the things I want to bring that I don't believe is in Lansing today is an empowerment attitude about how do we change the culture there so the frontline people doing the work for the state actually enjoy their work. Because too often today, because of the bureaucracy they face, the issues of not having the best management, they're caught in an environment where they spend too much time thinking about their retirement date. And I think that's a major failure. I want them thinking about how much they enjoy their work and why they want to come to work the next day and enjoy it.
Michigan Supreme Justice Elizabeth Weaver resigned. Governor Jennifer Granholm replaced Justice Weaver with Judge Alton Davis, and it happened very quickly and almost behind closed doors. I wanted to get your take on that. What do you think about that?
Well, it's always better when you have more transparency, and we need to improve how we do things across the board in government on that. But we're primarily focused on our race, and I'm really focused on the question of how do we create more and better jobs and keep our young people in the state.
Do you think it will be a concern for you if you're elected to governor that someone who is more conservative will be sitting on the Supreme Court should he be reelected?
Well, again, the Supreme Court, hopefully they'll do their role in an appropriate way. I'm staying focused on the role as governor. Let's get the executive branch working right. Let's partner with the legislative branch and make those things happen because there's so many things our list of work to do. I'm not going to expend extra energy on other issues. I'm going to stay focused on the jobs question and our young people question and restructuring our government.
Hey, Rick, before we let you go, what's on your agenda for today? Where are you going to be visiting?
Actually, I'm headed towards Lansing today. I've got several meetings, doing some good meetings along the path, and then the convention's tomorrow. So we're getting ready for the Republican convention, so I'll be coming up there and going to the touring the Breslin Center, getting all set for Saturday.
All right. Well, as always, thanks so much for being on. You've allowed us to hear from you and your campaign since day one, and we appreciate the opportunity and look forward to talking with you again.
Well, thanks, Tony. Great to catch up with you, and I look forward to our next chat.